Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To let you know Jesus come to deliver you and set you free, give you liberty from the bondage of sin, and place you on the road to heaven, praise God. Get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life and get you ready to meet the Lord. I'm telling you, that's so beautiful, praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful, powerful, anointing services in them jails and prisons. And I have laid hands on many prisoners, amen, in the name of Jesus, at the close of my services in them jails and prisons. Praise God. Amen. And we're here on radio to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to those of you that's behind prison bars, as well as those of you that's out there in the free world, to let you know that Jesus come to change lives and make your life brand new. On today, we're going to continue the message we've been preaching, amen, for several weeks about the power of the name of Jesus and the love of God, praise God, and we're going to tie it into a new message talking about it's time to do the right thing. I'm telling you, it's time to do the right thing. I'm telling you, praise God. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this powerful message tied in to the continuation of the messages we've been preaching. Praise God. Amen. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. It's time to do the right thing. So many people are just wasting time living in sin, enjoying the pleasures of the world, trying to do things their way. And they get in trouble. Some of them get locked up, incarcerated. And they try it all over again when some do get out of jail, get out of prison, and they continue that same old lifestyle. In drugs, some people get involved in relationships. Yeah, I'm telling you, praise God. But it's time to do the right thing. It's time to get your life on the right track. It's time to turn your heart to Jesus. Let you know Jesus can fix your life up and make your life brand new. And you don't have to be trying to do things on your own. But Jesus will help you to get your life on the right track. I'm telling you, praise God. It's sad when people just live their life and get in trouble. And then when they face death, such as, amen, the end of life, then they try to repent for their wrong. That's a sad time. Very sad. But I'm here to let you know Jesus come to give you hope that you can get your life on the right track and you don't have to spend your life living in sin and then suffer a horrible death. And then try to pray, because at that time it can be too late. I'm telling you, praise God. Let's get ready to go into the Word of God.
Praise God. Those of you that like to know about this beautiful life, you can write Chaplain Holmes. And I can give you literature, send you information to help you to get your life back on the right track. Praise God. Amen. Let's start with Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah 1 and 17. Missionary Velvet, what did the prophet Isaiah 1 and 17 say?
Learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
Now, Isaiah was telling you it's time to learn to do well. It's time to learn to do well. Amen. It's time to turn from sin. Amen. What did Isaiah 1:16 say, Missionary Velvet?
And said, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doing from before my eyes, cease to do evil.
And that's what the Lord wants people to do, to cease to do evil. All the violence that we see going on, amen, people, how folk commit murder. Amen. I'm telling you, it's sad. And how they take advantage of people by raping and all the violence of assaults, sexual assaults and all of that, and then kill and murder. Don't you know when you violate someone's privacy, violate their, amen, privacy, violate them, that's someone's daughter, that's somebody's child. But people let sin take control, and then they do things to harm other people. And I'm telling you, some mother is hurting because they can't find their daughter. Some father is hurting because their child is missing and can't be found. But it's sad when people commit these horrible crimes. It's sad. But Jesus come to deliver you from these things. Now, Isaiah said in Isaiah 1:16, wash you and make you clean. Jesus come to deliver you from sin. That's the reason why, people, it's time to repent. It's time to stop sinning. It's time to pray and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. I won't sin no more.
Amen.
It's time to give your life to Jesus. Because now is time for grace and mercy. There's no need to wait until life goes out the body to pray. Because in hell, it's too late to pray. So now is the time to seek the Lord. People think jail is negative. Prison is negative. But there's a positive side to being incarcerated. Because when you out there in the world, the devil have people running around so much doing violence, so much evil. They don't have time to sit back and think. But when you get incarcerated, then you got time to think. Look over your life. See your mistakes. See what you need to do to correct your mistakes. Don't continue down that same path, but make a change. Some people try different types of religions. They try rehabilitation programs. Try to do things their way. But it's time to trust the Lord. It's time to trust Jesus. Because Jesus can go further than any rehabilitation program. I'm telling you, Jesus can deliver you from drugs. People got problems with drugs, which is crack cocaine and these things. But Jesus can deliver you from the appetite of drugs and set you free. That's the best rehabilitation program you can receive by the power of Jesus Christ. Because there's power in that name to set you free from the appetite of drugs. And you won't have no desire for that stuff no more. Where man said in order for you to get off of drugs, you got to get on methadone. To get off, that's a weaker drug, to weed you off the stronger drugs. But when Jesus set you free, you don't need no methadone. Jesus will deliver you from not only the strong stuff, but from the weak stuff such as methadone. He'll set you free. And Jesus said in St. John 8:36, for he that the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus will give you deliverance, complete deliverance from drugs. Yes, he can. Praise God. Amen. We're going to, amen, dwell on this message as we continue with the broadcasts. Just give, amen, just continue listening to our broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith as we, amen, open this message up. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message. Amen. It's time to do right. It's time to repent. It's time to turn from sin. Lord, let the people pray and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I will live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that sicken their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, eye disease, wherever it is. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Lord, deliver them from what the devil got them tied to. Lord, set them free in the name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. Bless the people in the free world. Lord, set them people free from the bondage of sin. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, just give God the praise. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song said, come by here, Lord. Come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. And then if you call on the Lord, he will come by to your rescue. Like Ella Holmes was saying, you know that he said, you know, the Lord can wash you and make you clean. He can give you what you need to have to be free in him. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. As I often say, Jesus loves you even more. And the Lord has a plan for you to have hope and for you to prosper. And those in the free web, thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us. We pray for you. The Lord has a plan for you too. You can be free no matter where you are. Because Jesus come and do that for you and I. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to give God a chance. And you won't ever regret the decision. It will be the best thing to ever happen to you. May God bless you, and we love you.
We sure do love you. Those you that's incarcerated can write us for Bibles, other life-changing material. And all material to prisoners are free. And those you in the free world, you can click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. Enjoy all the, amen, the information on there. Amen. My messages is on there, and also inspirational music. And I'm telling you, and we got activity for the kids on the Heaven Bound Train website. Glory to God. Amen. Those you like to send donations, you can click on the donation button, PayPal button, and give your donation, large or small, to support our ministry that we might be able to continue on these radio stations. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one of the parishioners that have ever saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You've been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send and gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.